Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. And welcome back to another episode of Revive. It's your girl POC. It's another winning Wednesday here on Revive. Thank you everyone who's supporting the Revive platform each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's me, your girl POC, as always, live on these airways. Make sure you spread the word that we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. One more time, that is timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can tune in to us on TuneIn. Once again, you can tune in to us on TuneIn. Just search Time for an Awakening, or you can go to TuneIn.com and just search Time for an Awakening as well. So make sure you guys go download that app, or make sure you guys go check out the Time for an Awakening website /revive to hear me, your girl PLC, live on these airwaves tonight. Once again, we do have True Heart in the building, who's going to bring the True series for us today, as well as Harmony the Goddess is back in the studios with us today as well. So definitely stay tuned for this jam-packed show we have coming for you guys today. Make sure you guys go follow us on both Twitter and Facebook. We are trying to get 1,000 followers on Revive. We're trying to get 1,000 followers on our Twitter platform by June 30th. So make sure you guys go follow the movement, follow the platform. We're trying to spread this message. We're trying to expand our brand. So make sure you guys go click that blue button and tell everybody else go click that blue button as well, because we are trying to get 1,000 followers. Once again, 1,000 followers. That's not even a lot of people. So just make sure you guys go click that blue button and follow us on Revive on Twitter at Revive_POC. Also check out our Facebook page as well. We are live tweeting right now on Twitter. So make sure you guys check out the timeline as well. If you got any questions, we will definitely answer them on Twitter for you during the show. And we will read your tweet live on air as well, as promised. So definitely follow us on Twitter, once again, at Revive_POC, as well as Facebook at Revive_POC as well. So True Heart, what you coming with today on the Truth Series?
You guys do not want to miss the Truth Series. It is entitled Stop Waiting. Stop waiting for approval. Stop waiting for permission. Guys, when I tell you I'm about to go ham on Stop Waiting. If you like the last Truth Series on I Deserve, you definitely don't want to miss this one. So stay tuned.
We'll see. Stop Waiting. We'll definitely see. I'm definitely excited about this Truth Series coming up on the Revive platform. So definitely stay tuned. She will be coming on Revive today around like 8:40 p.m. So definitely stay live. Stay with us as we go live with the Truth Series today. Also, once again, Harmony the Goddess is back in the building with us today on Revive. So definitely make sure you guys go check out her blog at cbelifestyle.com. Once again, check out her blogs at cbelifestyle.com. Also, College by Entertainment blessed us with another platform, so I do want to shout that out as well. Each and every show, make sure you, if you do want to check out any pre-recorded episodes of Revive, you can go to cbelifestyle.com to do so. They have all the up-to-date shows, especially for the month of May. We did have a lot of shows for the month of May. This is the last day of May, man. Time is flying. But definitely go check out that website at cbelifestyle.com. Also, the summer is coming. I'm trying to be in your summer camps. I'm trying to be in your community centers. So if you need anyone to do some workshops, anyone to do some peer mentoring, anybody to do some mentoring in general, make sure you guys hit up the Revive platform at revive.poc@gmail.com, because we are trying to come to a community center near you. We're trying to come to a camp near you, anything to put on this workshop that we have entitled Revive Social Media 360, which shows the kids the right and wrong way of how to utilize social media, as well as the do's and don'ts as well. So definitely hit me up at revive.poc POC@gmail.com, because I'm trying to be in a summer camp near you. Definitely. I'm trying to educate these kids out here on what to do when it comes to the social media platforms. It's also, we're trying to keep the weekly throws going as well. For the past 2 weeks, we had the Spit Up, which pretty much gives young entrepreneurs or startup entrepreneurs a platform to come on and, you know, just showcase their talent, as well as just to let people know that they are out here and they are doing their things and, you know, in a different businesses that they have created for themselves. You know, we have a lot of self-made people coming onto the Revive platform. So if you do want to be a part of any weekly throw that we do have, especially the Spit Up when it comes to your business, let us know. We have Mental Motivation, which allows people to come on and talk about different books, quotes, mentors, family, friends, and life experiences that they're going through. We have Talk That Talk, which allows listeners to get whatever they want to get off their chest. They can definitely do it here on Revive. Also, Speaking Into Existence, where we're allowing listeners to come on and just, you know, put forth any kind of inspiration that they want to put out into the world, any kind of inspiration that they want the listening audience to hear as well. So definitely, if you want to be part of that Speaking Into Existence platform, definitely give us a call or send us an email, revive.poc@gmail.com. We also have Thinking 100, when we allow people just to get things off their minds, and especially with what's going on right now in Donald Trump's America. Some people just want to rant. So we're trying to find a place and a safe space where they can definitely get that off their minds. And then once again, we do have the Spit Up as well, which allows entrepreneurs and startup businesses to come on and just showcase their talent and allow people to know that they are out here grinding each and every day, growing each and every day. That definitely. So definitely look out for that, because we are live each and every day trying to get people, you know, a platform. We're trying to get people a platform so they can do what they do and so they can do what they love to do. Because I just tweeted out maybe an hour ago, I love what I do. Trust me, every Wednesday I get so excited. Every Sunday I get so excited because I know I can do what I love to do. You know, get on these airways and just talk to you guys, educate with you guys, vibe with you guys, send out positive energy. You know what I mean? So I really, really love what I do, and I'm growing into what I do as well. But I hope everybody had a great, tremendous 3-day weekend, because I definitely did. I had an amazing weekend. I hope everybody got that cookout food that they was looking for, because I definitely got that cookout food I was looking for. I actually started up my grill. Shout out to my neighbor, Uncle E. He definitely helped me get my grill popping this weekend. He showed me some tricks as well. So shout out to Uncle E. He's one of my neighbors. He definitely helped me out this weekend when it came to grilling. He showed me some tricks, how to flip it, how to rub it down, all that. So I had a great, great time this past Monday cooking out on, you know, on my porch. It was really exciting. And also, I was in the community all weekend. I rode my bike literally everywhere I went. I was not getting any traffic. I was not trying to find any parking. I live in the city of Philadelphia, so parking is crazy, and it costs way too much. That's a different story. Costs way too much. So I'm like, yo, I'm about to just get on my bike. I'm just about to ride out. I rode my bike literally everywhere I went, and I met so many different people, so many kinds of people. It was just an amazing feeling to be in the community. And then it's prom season here in Philadelphia as well. So in Philly, they do it big when it comes to prom. I mean, each and every block porch was lit up. I mean, they had like what is it called? Confetti coming down off the roof of the porch. They had everything when it came to these proms. They do it up, especially with the dresses and the hair, everything. Yo, Tru, are you from Philly? I know you've seen this prom season coming through. The wave was crazy this 2017.
I love graduation and prom time. Like, I just love it. The city will shut it down, especially those small blocks. You can't get through the whole family, like the immediate family. Then you've got the cousins. Then you know the power of social media, so all your followers going to come out and see you. So everybody that I've seen this past prom has looked nothing less than amazing.
Yo, I seen somebody rock a kente cloth dress. I mean, she killed it too.
I love the creativity. When I went to prom back in the day, it definitely wasn't as serious as it is now, but that's all about the evolution. Mm-hmm. I love the culture. I love black people. And even if you're not in the urban environment and you're going on prom, I know that you're going to kill it.
and just continue to slay.
Always. And that's all I kept saying too as I was riding my bike, is like, yo, I love my people. Like, I really love my people. The how they can really just get creative with it, you know, with a little bit of space. Like you said, we got ducky blocks here in Philly. So how they can get so creative with a little bit of space is just amazing and eye-opening. Like, yo, I really love my people. We get creative. So shout out to all the Philadelphians this weekend who celebrate their prom. It was amazing to see you guys go off. And I was just riding through the city and I see you guys. So definitely it was amazing to see that. But not to sound like a Debbie Downer either, but it was one part of the weekend that really, really hit me. It hit me hard. It weighed heavy on my heart. There was so many shootings and killings that went on this Memorial Day weekend. I mean, so many different shootings and killings in so many different cities as well. In Chicago alone, there were 5 people killed and 44 wounded. Just between Friday and Monday night, 4 killed and 12 shot in Jacksonville, Florida. 3 shootings within less than 3 hours in the city of D.C. and then, well, in the district of D.C., I'm sorry. And then 14 wounded in Milwaukee. Mind you, that's the city where the, you know, the bigot Sheriff David Clark resigns. But we didn't go talk about that. But 14 wounded in the city of Milwaukee, and 44 people wounded in the city of Chicago, and 4 killed in Jacksonville. And then there were 5 deaths in the city of Philadelphia alone. This is just in a weekend, you guys. This is crazy. From Friday to Monday, all of this happened. We have to do better. Like, we have to do better. And I'm not solely pointing the finger on black crime, because, you know, people kill in their environment. People kill where they live, if that makes sense. So there is a such thing as Asian on Asian crime. There is a such thing as white on white crime. I definitely understand that. But we as African Americans, it's now time that we wake up. It's now time that we see that we actually need our brothers and sisters. We need to refocus our energy and our anger and just understand how much we need each other to survive. You have to understand, society right now is trying to exterminate us. They're trying to exterminate us each and every day. We have to understand that. And we keep exterminating ourselves. It's not going to make it any better. We need to make peace with each other. We need to bring back that unity in our communities. And that's what I'm trying to do here on Revive. And it all 9 times out of 10, all it takes is a simple conversation for us to get back on the same page. 9 times out of 10, it takes a simple conversation, you know, for us to squash the beef. Because it's always 9 times out of 10 is a bunch of he say, she say. So we definitely just have to understand how much, how important it really, really is, especially in today's society, definitely in Donald Trump's America, how much we need our brothers and sisters. We have to stop killing each other. We have to put the gun down. We have to stop the violence. We have to stop the violence. We need each other. We have to stop the violence. And this is just a weekend, you guys. This is just a weekend. We got to wake up. We got to stay woke. We got to stay woke each and every day, because we really have to get better. Because I know I need my brothers and sisters. I know I do. So I want you guys to understand that as well. And another thing that kind of shocked me, too, just on a lighter note, because I was about to go on a tangent, but on a lighter note, one thing that really shocked me, it kind of blew me, too, I ain't gonna lie, was that we spent so much money this weekend. And this is me just guesstimating off my timeline how much money was actually spent. This is me literally guessing how much money was spent based on how my timeline looked. I mean, I seen fresh Jordans. I seen gold chains. I seen people taking trips from Vegas to Miami to Dubai, back down to what do you call it? L.A. Like, I'm like, yo, where are we getting all this money from? And this just brings up the point that I try to make a couple months back. Like, yo, as African Americans, we have $1.3 trillion. We spend $1.3 trillion a year on absolutely nothing but making other people rich. One thing that really irked me that I've seen 100 times, like, everyone looks alike, mind you, because we all buy the exact same thing. Like, it's crazy. But everyone looked alike. I mean, I've seen about 6 Gucci belts, about 3 Prada belts on my timeline. But I'm in my head, I'm like, yo, you was just taking my reservation at Enterprise. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was just ringing me out at Walmart. So in my head, I'm like, How are you affording all of this? Like, why are you doing so much to make other people rich? Why are you leasing telephones? Why are you leasing clothes? Why are you leasing shoes? Why are you renting, you know, a BMW for the weekend just to give it right back on a Tuesday? That makes no sense. It's not yours. Just to take a picture in it? I'm just really shocked of how my generation is moving out here. Like, we're really out here making people rich to live a flashy lifestyle. It's not cool. It's really not cool. We need to save our money, put our money back in our pockets, put our money back in our communities, put our money back in our families, invest into our families, invest into our friends who are starting these businesses. You know what I mean? Because when it comes down to you copping a t-shirt off of me or you purchasing a t-shirt off of me, you looking for a $10 discount. Like, yo, son, let me get $10 off. But you just went and went in the Gucci store and bought a Gucci belt for $300. Mind you, you got a $300 belt on and your pants are still to your knees. Your pants are still sagging. Like, explain that to me. Why do you have a $300 belt on if you're not even using it properly? And then, yo, Trueheart, one thing that I'm learning is it's all about the emblem. Like, that's what they want. Like, they bought a belt just to tuck the front of their shirt in and let the emblem show.
And then let the pants sag in the back so that you can see the Calvin Klein, the boxes.
I'm not with it.
Or the briefs.
I'm not with it. I'm not
it's
with
a look.
It. It's
just, a look.
I'm not with it at all. Like, and don't be talking about it. Man, don't come around me talking that is a nothing. I'm not with that is a movement either. I hope we all stop using that word. We're dummy downing ourselves. We're literally we're sounding dumb for the exposure of other people, really. Understand what you're doing. People are using you for their own profit and their own gain. So understand that. I really just wanted to make that point. Like, yo, my timeline looked like they had money, but I know each and all them work at. I know what they doing for a living, and I know daggone well they can't afford that belt. So did they return it? You think they returned it on Tuesday? Because I know they was returning them cars.
Or what if they have other streams of income?
Nah. Even if they did, they need to be investing into someone that looks like them so they can, you know, be on top with Gucci or Prada, or they need to put it back into their community, because I'm sure if you walk down their block, they got about 2 abandons down there, especially in the city of Philadelphia. So let's talk about it.
I definitely agree. Invest your money so you can just continuously make residual income.
That's all it's about, residual income. And if you spending and not getting nothing back, you need to go take a class with Dr. Boyce Watkins. He does it online, trust me. So if you're listening right now, super plug right now, definitely go take a class with Dr. Boyce Watkins, because he gives you the answer to the test. He gives you literally what you need to know. He gives you the formula of how to save money, how to invest your money, how to spend your money, how to put your money in the stock market. So definitely go look into Dr. Boyce Watkins. Definitely. We're going to tweet out his Twitter right now as well, because he's a super plug. He's definitely one of my mentors. Super, super huge when it comes to financial gain. He's huge when it comes to financial gain. And, yo, so we was just talking about, before we started the show, me and Drew, I was just talking about how time is moving. Time is really, really moving. As we enter June tomorrow, which is the 6th month of the year, you guys, understand that a half of a year is gone already. We can't get that time back. We cannot get that time back at all. A half of a year is gone already. Time is flying. Time is super flying. But I do want to start the show off with a quote from my mentor, my other mentor, Eric Thomas, E.T. Shout out to E.T. always. We were supposed to see him about 2 weeks ago in Philly, but I ain't going to bring that up, though. I ain't going to bring that up. True, I was mad we couldn't go. But that's cool, though, because we was working. We was putting in that work. We in beast mode. What'd he say? It's beast mode. So we definitely was in beast mode on that Sunday when he came to Philadelphia. I think it was, the 21st? Yeah, he definitely pulled up on us in Philadelphia. But we in beast mode, so we working. We going to make it to an ET show. And we going to make it to an ET show in Detroit, his hometown. So you know he going to put on for the fans.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen already. And he probably listening to us right now.
So you buying tickets?
I'm not saying that.
I'm
talking
so
about
much.
Putting that work so we can get that sponsorship, you know, so we get that media pass. That's what I'm looking for, those media passes, putting in that work. But, yeah, so the quote that I wanted to say, or the quote that I wanted to recite for you guys today was, your why needs to be stronger than your distractions, and your goal must be authentic. By Eric Thomas. Once again, shout out to E.T. for this quote, because he definitely put that in the air. It weighed heavy on me. Your why needs to be stronger than your distractions, and your goal must be authentic. This quote weighed heavy on me, you guys. When I tell you, when I first saw this, when he put it out, my eyes got so big because I'm like, yo, it's so much in this one line that really just resonates with me so much. It just really helps me to understand that you have to eliminate all distractions. You have to eliminate the people who don't think like you. You have to get away from people who are not like-minded as you. You know what I mean? You don't have to cut them off. You just can't deal with them on a daily basis. You can't rock with the same people you were rocking with and they still doing the same thing and you out here following your dreams. You out here being an entrepreneur and all they're doing is holding you back. And you have to stay authentic to yourself. You have to stay true to yourself. You cannot let somebody change who you are because they're not ready to catch up to you. You know what I mean? And then the people that you know, the people that is supposed to motivate you and the people that you want in your everyday life are the people that you should be striving to not catch up, but to surpass. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be a competition, but it should definitely be like, yo, I'm doing this. Yo, I'm doing that. Yo, I'm doing this. Yo, I'm doing that. Let's network. Let's go here. Let's go there. But if they saying like, yo, let's go to the club. It's free by 12. You're tripping. You know what I mean? Your why must be stronger than your distractions. Because when you stop and you think like, yo, why am I about to go to the club just because it's free by 12 when I got to sit down and do this paper? When I got to sit down and fill out this graduate school application? When I got to sit down and put a whole entire radio show together? Why would I do that? And then I have to stay authentic to my goals. I have to stay true to my goals because when I stay true to my goals, my vision becomes my power. You hear me? Like, my vision becomes my power because I'm staying true to myself. And as I'm staying true to myself, my goals are becoming more easier to grab, more easier to get because I see my dreams coming true. I see my dreams becoming my reality. So when I saw that quote, I was like, yo, I got to put this on the show today. So one more time, your why needs to be stronger than your distractions and your goal must be authentic. Your goal must be authentic. Must, like your goal must be authentic. It's not no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So definitely, I really, really wanted to drop that quote on you because it definitely weighed. And I read this one on Monday, so I was like, yo, I can't wait to Wednesday because I got to put this on the show. I definitely, definitely got to put this on the show. And that's why I follow the mantra that I follow, which is greatness is a choice. Honestly, greatness is a choice. We all have choices to make. And it's up to you what you do with that choice once you make it. Greatness is a choice. If you really want to be great, if you really want to be that person that you see every time you look in the mirror, go choose the right decision. Go make the right decision because it is a choice. It's on you. It's on your person. Nobody can do you like you do. No one's going to take care of you like you take care of yourself. So definitely self-care is important. But I do want to talk about some news. I'm sorry, I'm done my rant. So I do want to talk about some news. So let's get into what's buzzing because I do definitely want to talk about some news, some interesting news that happened today. What happened this week?
What's buzzing? Lost in a world full of words, or a combination of which enters me. On to rants such as what's buzzing. What's amazing is what a large world this is. Today in this world, we are either talking about the something, the no thing, and what's buzzing. Current events, let's talk about it. You have an opinion. Let's talk about it. What's buzzing?
So for today, for what's buzzing, we're going to start with this Tiger Woods story. We definitely going to start with this Tiger Woods story because this is something that is super crazy to me. How the media truly spins stories around to make it seem like it's something, but it's really nothing. It's really nothing at all. So this past Memorial Day on Monday, Tiger Woods was arrested for a DUI. Tiger Woods was found sleep at the wheel in a black Mercedes in a car, but the car was still running. I'm sorry. He was stopped in the right lane with the right blinker on. He was pulled over at 2:03 a.m. So they found him at 2:03 a.m. sleep in his own car that he paid for on the side of the road. He was alone and he was wearing a seatbelt. So he wasn't doing anything wrong. Nothing wrong. Just based off the police report that I just read to you, he was doing nothing wrong. He did the right thing. He did exactly what people tell you to do all the time. If you can't drive, pull over. If you're too sleepy, pull over. And that's exactly what he did. But we are going to play a clip for you. to just pretty much reiterate what I just said, because I do have some words for you guys as well. I'm going to give you my opinion as well as True Heart. We'll be right back after this clip.
More trouble for former golf champ Tiger Woods. Woods was arrested early Monday morning for driving under the influence in Jupiter, Florida. While it isn't clear whether Woods was under the influence of alcohol or drugs, the 14-time golf major champion released a statement in which he took full responsibility for his actions. He took full responsibility for something, unlike our president. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications affected me so strongly. I would like to apologize with all my heart to my family, friends, and the fans. I expect more from myself, too. I will do everything in my power to ensure this never happens again. Just a few weeks ago, Woods announced that he had undergone successful back surgery and was looking forward to getting back on the tournament circuit. Woods' career has been derailed by injuries and a 2009 sex scandal that led to his divorce and the loss of several commercial endorsements.
And that was a clip talking about Tiger Woods, who was arrested for a DUI on Monday, and how the media spent it as if he was intoxicated behind the wheel. But of course, they always make their own story up. But True Heart, go ahead and tell the people.
It's just really, really, really unfortunate that 9 out of 10, what I'm hearing about Tiger Woods lately has not been good news. And to come to find out, they framed it as a DUI. And 9 times out of 10, when you think about DUI, you automatically think about, oh my God, this person was drunk. And I really just think, we were talking about it earlier, as far as how media and the news and reporters are so pressed for the next hottest story, when they didn't even really wait until the police report came out. Because when it came out, they tested him and said there was 0.00000. That is evident that there was no alcohol in his system. Now he has to go back and retract and talk to people and basically say, hey guys, I just had a bad reaction, an unexpected reaction to prescription medication. The man has had 4 back surgery in the last 3 years. It's your back. It's your spine that we're talking about. So I really just think that it's very unfortunate that 9 out of 10, if it's a black man in the media, he's just going to get slandered. And now he has to backtrack and really continuously dig himself out of a hole that he didn't really even put himself in. Should he have had someone with him if he knew he was taking prescription medication? Of course. Because on the bottle and in the fine print, it says, do not operate heavy machinery. And I just think that it's just wild, because now he's just going to have to fight so hard to have people look at him the same. When he's a 14-time, he's a champion. He dominates. Talk about dominating your lane. He dominates the golf world. It's just a really unfortunate thing.
But my thing is, when it comes to the media, is that they didn't wait to put out the story. You know what I mean? They didn't wait till they get the police report. All they did was, oh, Tiger was arrested. Boom. Let me just go drop this on people. Like, they didn't give the public the truth. And that was the problem. The first story that was ever created around the situation said that he was driving recklessly. Yo, when the truth actually came out in the police report, it showed that he was pulled over. He was pulled over. The car wasn't turned off. No, because in the police report, they state that his foot was on the brake, so the brake lights was lit up. But at the same time, he wasn't doing anything wrong. Yes, he may be in the wrong, like you said, that he didn't have anyone with him. He didn't have anyone with him, but he made the adult decision to pull over. His right blinker was on. That means he pulled over. He even put his turn signal on, you know what I mean? AKA Sandra Bland, who lost her life over a turn signal. You know what I mean? He put his turn signal on. So let's really talk about it. But we are going to go to this caller, because we do have a caller on the line. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Michelle Miller. I just wanted to speak on what you said. So, I mean, let's just think about this. How did Tiger Woods get to that point? He was driving drunk in the first place, right?
He wasn't drunk.
In his car. So he was never drunk.
He was, to their knowledge, well, to the knowledge that was put out to us as the public, he was on pain medicine. He was on four different type of pain medicine at the time because he just recently had back surgery.
So he was still under the an influence of a narcotic.
Yes.
Okay, and he had the car running, and he was pulled over, but he had the car running.
Correct.
Right. So right then and there, I think he really does violate a law. I didn't really catch like what you said as far as what they did, but that's what I just wanted to say because you said, "Oh, he's not in the wrong," and stuff like that, and he wasn't doing anything. It's like from this point, as far as much as I read, like, he didn't do anything wrong, but he is in the wrong. If his car is turned down, anything could happen. He could have fell asleep, leaned over on drive, and went. You know, he could have took off. So he's in the wrong for being behind the wheel with the car on under the influence.
I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But let me give you an example and see how you feel about this. So let's say I have a toothache, right? And I go to the dentist and I get my mouth done. But I drove myself to the dentist. And when I get to the dentist, they say, oh, we're going to do a light surgery on you. We're going to give you a root canal because we see you have a bad tooth in there. When they do that, they numb you as well as give you pain medicine for that procedure that they just did at the dentist. When you walk out of the dentist,
as well as ask you if you're alone or if you have another driver or someone who can get you or if you're by yourself.
I'm not sure, but do you think that if a person is walking out of the dentist and receive pain prescription as well or some type of pain medicine and has been numbed for the past 2-3 hours, do you think that they're at fault as well for getting in their vehicle and driving off?
Yes, they're at fault. I mean, if they see themselves as being impaired, like they shouldn't be driving. Like if they're under the influence of any drug, they shouldn't get behind the wheel. That's exactly how I feel about that. And that's why, actually, I mean, I've never been to a dentist where they did it, like, right there on the spot. But, I mean, usually we plan for the next date, the next visit, you know, and I'm ready, or maybe someone's with me or something. But I've never, so I don't know. But, yeah, they're definitely in the wrong for getting in the car.
Okay, and I thank you for calling.
We can pretty
Yeah, no, I was going to say that. Thank you for calling, and I do appreciate your comment. I'm not all the way there with that caller, but I do thank that caller for calling in today to the Revive platform. I'm not all the way there with an agreement or a disagreement, but at the same time, I still see no wrong in what he did because, like you said, you are an adult, so you did make the decision to get behind the wheel, and you did make the decision to drive, but at the same time, you were adult enough to pull over. You know what I mean? And yeah, she did make a valid point that the car was still on, so anything could have happened. He could have fell over and pushed, you know, the car into drive. But I feel as though the fact that he made the attempt to pull over, the fact that he made the attempt to stop the vehicle and to fall asleep, I give him credit for that. Because a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people try to still make it home. A lot of people try to still, you know, drive under the influence. And that's why we have so many DUI cases now. You know what I mean? So I definitely see her point, but at the same time, I don't see any fault. I'm not going to say I don't see any fault, but I don't see where he was wrong at. But I do see the wrong in the media. I do see that they didn't wait for the story to come out. I do see that they, you know, sent out falsified information telling us that he was driving, you know, erratically and things like that when he was really just pulled over. But I do want to get to the next topic because we do have to get to the Truth series today. But the next one was the Portland stabbing. The next news story I wanted to talk about was the Portland stabbing. That's something that is just like, yo, Trueheart, I'm not even over Collins. I'm not even over the young man who lost his life last week, who was supposed to graduate last week, who died due to a hate crime from the same situation, being stabbed. I'm not over that. And here we are again in the following week, and where the FBI is now investigating another hate crime because of the situation. So I am going to play a clip as well so you guys can get some facts on that as well.
What police suspect may be a possible hate crime Police say this man verbally attacked a Muslim woman on a train and that when Good Samaritans came forward to help, he stabbed them to death. And federal investigators are now involved, as ABC's Marcy Gonzalez reports.
Tonight, the FBI looking into whether hate crime charges will be filed against an alleged white supremacist accused of stabbing two Good Samaritans to death on a commuter train in Portland.
First stab in the neck and the other in the stomach.
Witnesses say it started around 4:30 Friday afternoon when two young women, one of them wearing a hijab, boarded the train. And Jeremy Christian immediately went on a hate-filled tirade.
Get out to the country that he doesn't like Muslims because they're criminals.
Witnesses say at least two men stepped in trying to calm Christian down, explaining the suspect then pulled out a knife and attacked them.
Then I see that there's just blood everywhere. Looked like every punch that I saw was actually a stab.
Police say 53-year-old Ricky Best died at the scene, and 23-year-old Talisha Namkai Meshe was pronounced dead at a hospital. The suspected killer only making it a few blocks.
He's refusing to drop the knife.
Before he was arrested. The 35-year-old has a criminal record and a man identifying himself as Jeremy Christian.
I'm the dude that promoted shooting anyone that tries to disarm you.
Is shown here at a freedom of speech rally last month, giving a Nazi salute and yelling racist expletives. Tonight, the men he's now charged with murdering are being called heroes.
And a third victim was also stabbed in this attack. We're told his injuries are not life-threatening. And tonight, Christian is being held without bail and is expected in court on Tuesday.
And that was a clip pretty much reiterating what we were talking about when it comes to the Portland shooting. I mean, the Portland stabbing, I'm sorry. Man, this is really, I'm awoke. Like, I'm ready to see this revolution that needs to be televised, honestly, because this man is a coward. In my eyes, he will forever be a coward. Why? Because he attacked two women at that. And then the fact that they were young women at that, they only reported one of their ages, which was 16. So I'm sure the other one wasn't over the age of 18. So they're not even grown by law. They're not even grown. And then he was talking about how patriotic he was the entire time, how he was doing America a favor. How are you doing America a favor when the president that you voted for, quote unquote, said he was making America great again? When you are out here stabbing and killing innocent people, you're on a train, a public transit train at that, that these people you're yelling at pay taxes for each and every day to get on that train. You're tripping. You're wrong. They're the patriots, the people that died with their blood on your hands. They're the patriots, the two Caucasian men who stepped in to save these women, this young woman. Like, that's crazy. These young girls, like, that is really absurd to understand that people really have that much hatred in their heart. And they're thinking they're doing people a favor by out here, just going out here and killing people. I'm really stuck on this. I'm really just really stuck on this. When I first heard this, the first thing that popped in my mind was Dylann Roof. How he walked into a church in South Carolina and told them that he wanted to pray with them. He wanted to share this Bible verse with them. And he ended up killing all nine of them in that Bible study that day. The first thing that came to my mind was, God forbid my truck breaks down in the middle of the road. Terrence Crutcher. God forbid I'm a 12-year-old little boy playing at a park. Mind you, I'm at a park. And I have a toy gun in my hand. And soon the police arrive on scene. I have no more breath in my lungs. Tamir Rice, who still didn't get justice for his death at this time, for his murder, I'm going to say, for his murder. He still didn't get justice for that. But this man was able to get off the train, go a few blocks down the train before the police even got him in handcuffs. The police reasoned with him the entire time. Yo, drop the knife. Yo, put the knife down. Put your hands up in the air. Terrence Crutcher had his hands up in the air when he was shot dead by Betty Shelby. So let's really talk about it. This man is screaming to the top of his lungs, shoot me dead. This man wanted to die. He voiced that time and time again that he wanted to die. He said, shoot me dead. Philando Castile didn't want to lose his life. He lost his life live on Facebook because the police officer was scared for their lives. Are you kidding me? This man left the train. Where is public transit? Where is the transit police at? We're the people that we're paying our tax dollars for. And why wasn't this situation handled like every other situation dealing with the African-American male? This one I can't sleep on. This one right here got my blood crawling, like boiling. I'm trying to tell you, this one is crazy. And then you're telling, you know, Muslim people to go back to their country. You go back to your country. This is not your country either. You didn't build this country. What Angela Rye said, we built this joint for free. We built this joint for free. You didn't build this. We put this thing on our back, bruh. Yo, True Heart, man.
I'm thoroughly, thoroughly disgusted. Just like you said, we are not over Richard Collins, who was just stabbed, who didn't get a chance to walk across the stage. Shoot, I'm not even over Mike Brown. I'm not even over Trayvon Martin. I'm not over Ayanna Jones. I'm not over all the people who lost their lives to police brutality. And I'm darn sure not over all the names that we don't know about that didn't gain national or international attention. But to think that they were on a public commuter train. They were going places. They had a destination to go to. They had an end goal in mind. And because this man was so filled with hate, prejudice, and racism, that he thought that he would play God and do an extermination or remove people, he went on a stabbing spree. An actual stabbing spree. He thought that his feelings and his thoughts and his prejudices were so powerful that he wanted to play God and stab people. And two people lost their lives. Two innocent people who are actually heroic because they were standing in harm's way to protect two young ladies. I hope that justice is served, but, I mean, we always put our faith in the criminal justice system. And it seems to always let us down. However, I really hope in this case justice is served because innocent people lost their lives. And then he's out here acting like a tyrant and a crazy man that he is at court. Let him have been a couple shades darker, if y'all understand what I'm saying. Just like you said, he wouldn't even probably be alive today. And God forbid he had a little bit of melanin and he was tan. And, you know, America loves to blame things on ISIS. I'm not over it. My blood is boiling. I'm over here sweating, blowing out my press. It's just way too much. Way too much.
And me, I'm going to point the finger at Donald Trump. I'm not going to point all my fingers at Donald Trump, but he definitely going to get 8 fingers to the face. Why? Because this man said during his campaign, I can walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and nothing will happen to me. When he said that, you know what I mean? People woke up from that comment and was like, yo, I can be racist again. I can do that too. I can say that too. I can talk about Muslims. I can talk about building a wall. I can talk about kicking people out. He woke up so many different people. He took the Ku Klux Klan off the terror watch list. Like, this is what he did within his first 100 days. So, of course, I'm going to point the finger at Donald Trump. Of course, I'm going to blame you. And then he had the nerve to tweet from his POTUS account like he's slick or something. Like, yo, I'm on Twitter each and every day. So when Donald Trump is tweeting from his POTUS account, that means he really doesn't mean it. Because if you go to his actual account, the real Donald J. Trump, that's where all the good stuff is at. That's where all the good stuff is at. Did you guys peep his coverage tweet this morning? Oh, yo. Oh, yo, this is our president. This is the 45th
spell
president.
Check, Donald, spell check.
Come on. I really want to know how Sean Spicer is going to clean that one up. But I do want to go to this caller right quick. I do want to go to this caller right quick because we do got to get to the truth series. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
How you doing? My name is E from Shoe Rocket City. Well, like, about this dude, I don't know. Personally, I think, you know, that's probably from not beating your children, that you feel like you could just go out and stab somebody for what they believe. But if you wouldn't have stepped on that train, you know, if you would have stepped in a different cart, you wouldn't even have seen them. Then they would have kept going on their way. You know what I'm saying? White supremacy is a deep-rooted thing. You know what I mean? It's like the core of a planet. That they made in their head, you know what I mean? And it like nourishes every part of their thought process, you know what I mean? It's like they create these justifications as they go along. And it's crazy that, you know, anybody could just be so evil and attack the innocent. You know what I'm saying? And even the fact that he preyed on people. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, look, they was minding their business. You know what I mean? Probably on their way, you know what I mean, to work or something. You know, and that's what you do. You know, it's not like you went to somewhere where you found someone that was doing something crazy and to challenge yourself. No, that was some punk stuff. So if you're going to take white supremacy as evil as it is and being a coward at the same time, you know how they say pick a struggle? That's literally psychotic, you know, that you would prey on somebody for what they believe in when it doesn't harm you.
Definitely.
You know, and like Trueheart said, you know, that stuff Donald Trump said, you know what I mean? That lit a fire under him. And the fact that he's at the helm of this country about to put a battery in their back. But we are not our ancestors, and it's not going to play out how they think if they take it too far. I mean, we're not going to take but so much of this.
And I feel you.
I feel you.
I feel your passion. And that's why I said this revolution will be televised. I feel like with this generation, this millennial generation, this technology generation, we're going to see it everywhere. It's impossible. This is happening in Oregon, and we're feeling the pain here in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? So I definitely agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it go from coast to coast, you know, and it's an outrage. Look, Egypt, I remember, I forget what year it was. You know what I mean? I don't want to say the wrong thing on the air. But I remember they had a whole, like, their whole country rocking out. They wasn't having it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know how their weapon systems and stuff is over there, and I would hate to assume anything. But the way ours is, and the way, you know, the Willie Lynch thing, how that, you know, we got the divide and stuff like that, and we naturally compete against each other, like you were saying earlier, we shouldn't do, you know, in order to reach the solution, you know what I mean? But we have that, the divides we have, that's, like I said, white supremacy deep-rooted, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and I feel bad for the white folks that actually stand with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
The white folks that you catch out there, like, look, yo, like, we're holding a sign saying a white person for Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and the ones that don't only get outraged by the stuff that affects them, you know, and because this is, like, if we treated, which we will end up doing, you know what I'm saying, and our children and children's children will end up doing if they keep having this violence towards us and stuff like that, how they say they'll blame any other group of people except their own for one action. But if, you know, like Jeffrey Dahmer and stuff like that, but, you know, they're like, but that's one person, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But 9/11, they wasn't trying to let no Middle Easterns on the plane.
Man, we gotta do a lot of different things. We have to do a lot of things. We have to wake these people up out here. And I appreciate you calling to the Revive platform today. You made a lot of great points. Definitely made a lot of great points. We really just have to pay attention to what's going on out here, because once again, society wants to exterminate us. They want to exterminate us. They want to exterminate the people who have that melanin in their skin. So people who look different from them, the people who pray differently from them. You know what I mean? The people who don't see that white picket fence each and every day. And think about it. Just think about the budget cut that Donald Trump just rolled out. He's cutting how much for Medicaid? How many citizens, how many Americans will be off of Medicaid? How many Americans won't have medical coverage or medical insurance? Let's literally talk about it. This is what we're trying to do here on Revive. We're trying to bring up these uncomfortable topics, and we're trying to talk about it. We want to bring back the unity through the power of communication. That is the purpose here on Revive. But we are about to jump right into the Truth series, because we do have our guest coming up at 9 o'clock. Today's show, once again, is entitled Blog with Revive. We have a couple of guests coming on today to just have a crazy, crazy conversation, you know, surrounding the influence of how blogging can really impact us in our everyday lives. So once again, we have Trueheart coming up with the Truth series. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the truth?
The truth.
Are you ready?
The truth.
Are you ready?
The truth.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the truth?
The truth.
Are you ready?
The truth.
Are you ready?
The truth.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the truth? It's the truth series.
Welcome back to another episode of the Truth Series. This is your girl, True Heart, and thank you guys so much for tuning in this evening. I know I'm not on my regular time on Sundays, but what better way to get through hump day than with the Truth Series? Thank you, POC, for the platform. I greatly appreciate it. Once again, this is True Heart, and the Truth Series is brought to you by Higher Level Communication. Now, you definitely want to be sure to follow Higher Level Communication on Instagram and Facebook and on Twitter. So Instagram and Facebook is Higher Level Communication. Simple. And on Twitter, it's a little different. It's Higher Level Com. That's Higher Level COMM. So be sure to follow Higher Level Communication on all social media platforms. That's definitely a good way to stay in the loop. That's definitely a good way to stay in the loop and to not miss anything. And tomorrow is June 1st. Guys, you know what I'm doing for the next month? Trying to get 500 followers on Instagram. So if you're not following me just yet, be sure to make it happen. We have our guest coming on, so I won't be before you long. However, I definitely want to drop the Truth Series on you. Today's topic is stop waiting. Stop waiting. And when I thought about, I always go into deep thought about what I want to bring on to the Truth Series, what has been going on in my life that somebody else can resonate with, and what I can actually share. And stop waiting came to me because I really finally realized that I wait to the last minute to do a lot of things. I said it on past shows, I'm trying to get into grad school, and applications and application fees are killing me. But if I didn't wait till the last minute, I wouldn't have to cram everything in. If I stopped procrastinating, I wouldn't be so stressed and so flustered when the deadline is hitting me like the next day or the following week. And that's just one example of waiting till the last minute. But as I began to ponder and really, really think like, stop waiting, all these things began to flood my mind of what I needed to stop waiting for, especially in regards to my dreams, my goals, my aspirations, my life, relationships, families, friends, and even with myself. So I had all these realizations, and I became like so aware of everything I needed to stop waiting for. And here's just some things that I thought of. The first and foremost thing was stop waiting. Stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for someone or that one person to come around and say, hey, you know what? I think you should go for it. Don't get me wrong. We all need motivation sometimes. We all need that positive affirmation. Like, I believe in you. You definitely can do it. But stop waiting for somebody like a parent or a mentor to say, hey, now you can go. Now's your turn to go. No. You don't need permission to achieve your dreams. You don't need permission to achieve your goals. You don't need to have permission to live on purpose and live out your purpose. Stop waiting for approval. Stop waiting for an apology that, honestly, you may not receive. People are going to be people. What I realized is that hurt people hurt people. Maybe a family member didn't do some family-like things. Maybe a friend betrayed you and didn't necessarily do some friend things. Sometimes we wait so long for an apology. Like, oh, if that one person just apologized, I would feel so much better. Knowing that if that apology ever does occur, you probably won't even feel better about the topic. You probably honestly will just get angry all over again. So stop waiting for it. Stop waiting for a green light, which goes right back into the permission that I was talking about before. And another thing that I realized that I have to stop waiting for is stop waiting for excuses to end. And this is what I told myself. Stop making excuses for why you didn't do stuff. Stop making excuses for why you didn't submit things on time. Stop making excuses for continuing dead relationships. Stop waiting for excuses. Stop waiting for excuses to end about why people don't treat you the way you deserve to be treated. Stop waiting. Stop allowing people to mold you into what they want you to be. Oftentimes, people have these unrealistic or crazy expectations, and that's what they expect. Well, what do you expect from yourself? Stop making someone else a priority and start focusing on yourself. Start activating and living your best life. But you know what I realized? I need to stop worrying about other people. I need to stop focusing on what other people are doing and stop worrying about their next move. All that energy, that time, that effort that I'm putting on worrying about somebody else, I could be putting into myself. I can be bettering myself. I can be making me more income. I can be doing something to honestly make my dreams and my goals and my life 10 times better. But I'm sitting over here worried about, oh my God, that person did me wrong. Or, oh my God, I can't believe my boss did that. Or, oh my God, I can't believe my significant other did that. What? You're wasting time. You're wasting time because, honestly, I saw an Instagram post the other day. Why spend more than five minutes on it being angry or bent out of shape about it if it's not going to matter in 5 years? The things that we get so broken over right now, honestly, might not matter in a year. Shoot, it might not even matter in a month. But I had to tell myself, I had to have that real conversation, like, chill, because everything's going to be okay. Stop worrying and stressing about people. Just like I said earlier, people will be people. And start focusing all that energy into something that's going to better you. Stop allowing people to take so much away from you. And stop allowing them to take over your mind. Because the things that we think about manifest into actions. Our thoughts, believe it or not, are the propelling force of everything that we do. Everything. If you think it, 9 out of 10, it's going to manifest in your life. Whether you think it's going to happen or not. The things we say out of our mouths. We have the ability to speak life or death. And I had to check myself. Like, wait. Words have power. Thoughts have power. Actions have power. Start expecting great things and great things will happen. Shift your mind. And everything, when I mean everything, is going to come to pass. You're not stuck in your current circumstances. Oftentimes we feel like life paralyzes us and we're stuck. No. That's not the case at all. Shake it off, acknowledge what happened, accept it, and continue to move on. 9 out of 10, if you're in crappy circumstances, it may not be the best situation. However, it's not the end. It'll be okay, and it's not the end. Your current situation or your current circumstance do not and does not define you or dictate your next step. Start charting the course for your own life and stop waiting until somebody validates you. Whether it's work, relationships, family, or friends, start acknowledging what you bring to the table and stop looking for everybody else to say, yeah, definitely, you can do it. Believe that you can do it. No one is going to take you seriously unless you take yourself seriously. Nobody's going to step out on a limb for you if you don't step out on a limb. If someone said to you today, in order for your wildest dreams to come true, you have to execute today, would you do it? If a genie just popped in, if a mentor just popped out, if somebody in your life had the ability to make all your wildest dreams come true, but they told you, you had to start today, would you stop waiting? Would you take that leap of faith? Or if somebody tells us in 30 days a product isn't going to work, we take it back if it doesn't work. If a shirt doesn't fit, if a weight loss program doesn't work, if a skin cream doesn't work, we're taking it back.
But we don't hold ourselves to the same accountability level. We let ourselves slip and say, dang, I mean, I had goals for this month, but I didn't accomplish them, so I'm going to just do it next month. You get lazy that month and then start doing it the following month. But we're so quick to hold stores and service providers to a higher esteem. Why would we hold somebody to a higher esteem than we hold ourselves? I honestly, guys, just came to tell you tonight, stop waiting. And this is a message for all the listeners, but it's also a message for myself. Because I find myself waiting for things to happen. I find myself saying, not right now. And then it's about to be June. We're in the 6 months, and I had goals and things that I wanted to accomplish in the first 3 months. Stop waiting. Tomorrow is not promised. Make it happen. We expect so much from other people. And we expect more than we expect so much more from them than we do ourselves. Guys, stop waiting. This was the True Series for today. Be sure to follow High Level Communication on Instagram and Facebook. On Twitter, it's Higher Level Com. And if anybody wants to personally contact myself or the Higher Level Communication team, you can email higherlevelcommunicationco@gmail.com. Be blessed. Peace.
Stop waiting, huh? You was feeling that one. Stop waiting. I definitely agree with you. And like I started earlier with that ET, like your goals have to be your vision. You know what I mean? Your goals have to be your vision. You have to see it for yourself, and you have to eliminate all distractions. Get away from people who don't think like you. Get away from those, you know, people who don't have the same like mind as you. Definitely stay focused at all times. But once again, today's show is entitled Blog with the Revive. We do have all of our amazing guests on the line today. They are going to drop some gems and some knowledge for you guys surrounding the topic of blogging and just how it's influencing us each and every day in our lives. So definitely stay tuned to the Revive platform. Tell everybody that we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @revive_POC. We will be live tweeting this entire episode. We have all of our guests' social media handle as well, so you definitely can just follow the timeline if you want to, you know, pick up any of their social media, things like that. So definitely stay tuned. We'll be right back after this small commercial break.
Oh, here it goes. Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. They keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial on Read the Room. Cause they always in the summer front and you don't want to miss it. It's Double K, like, to the good way, yes. Keenan and Kel, I should have said Kel and Keenan, and you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle, cause they always getting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy True Mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel and your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy, Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem. Somebody's in trouble.
One day, Alex and Sam were mucking around on their phones.
Why don't we take a selfie?
Yeah.
Then Sam had an idea.
I'll take a picture.
What if they sent a picture of Alex's willy to their friend Katie? You know, the kind that disappears in a few seconds. When Katie saw it, she thought it was very funny. So she screen grabbed the picture and sent it to her friends. And they sent it to theirs. And the next day at school...
New
Alex even got a message from a bully. He then got one from a man he didn't know. Sometimes children share things they shouldn't online, and the effects can be devastating. Help keep your child safe. Search.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC.
And welcome back to Revive. Make sure you guys tell everyone once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. You can also go to tunein.com and search Time for an Awakening, or you can just download the TuneIn app and search Time for an Awakening. You hear me, your girl POC, live each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. But once again, I just want to reiterate, today's show is entitled Blog with Revive. Vibe. We will be discussing the evolution of blogs, how to brand your blogs, and also how it's just shaping our generation each and every day, and also how you can start to make money off of blogging. So Trueheart is going to go ahead and introduce the listening. Well, I'm sorry, Trueheart is going to go ahead and introduce our guest that we are having today on the Revive platform. Trueheart, who do we have coming through?
Today on the Revive platform, we have a jam-packed show. Our first guest is Lisa Tejada. Lisa is the founder of the Wonder of Ivy blog and podcast. Her blog and podcast is about her life and experiences. And she also covers different topics like personal relationships and professionalism. Lisa has a passion for creating and sharing stories. Lisa, welcome to the Revive platform.
Hey, Lisa, are you out there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on to the Revive platform tonight. We are going to introduce the other guests, so give us 1 minute, all right?
All right, thank you.
Next up, we have Child Linda. Child Linda has a passion for expression and creativity. She thrives on debating hot topics, consisting of everything from race relations to the state of hip-hop, in the direction of the world itself. Her blog allows her to speak on subjects that she's passionate about without necessarily needing a physical person to listen. Child Linda, welcome to the Rive platform.
Peace and blessings.
Awesome.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.
Thank you. Say your name for us one more time to make sure that we are not messing it up before we get to the next guest.
Okay. Child Linda. That's S-H-A-O. L-I-N-D-A, Shaolinda. If you heard of Shaolin, fantastic. Turn it into a girl, and that's me.
Awesome. Shaolinda, definitely. You talking about the get down. I'm hip. So next, let's go to the next guest today, Trueheart. Who's coming on?
Next up, we have Miss Heard It All. Miss Heard It All is a media correspondent, a blogger, and the founder of I Heard TV. Welcome to the Revive platform.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Miss, I Heard It All. I appreciate you coming onto the Revive platform as well. We're going to introduce our last guest and we're going to get the conversation started. All right.
All right. Great.
And we have Siobhan Dedrick. Siobhan Dedrick started this online journey entitled The Girlfriend Lounge, aiming to be a motivational source for women when life is getting rough or when it's good. When life is uncertain, when you're struggling, for when you're sad, or when you're happy, when life is throwing you lemons, but you don't have all the right ingredients to make lemonade. When you're unsure of your future, for those that need to see gray instead of black and white. For the times that life just doesn't make sense and you need an outlet. The Girlfriend Lounge will give you knowledge from past experiences and learn life lessons from an unbiased point of view with motivation, encouragement, and non-judgmental opinions.
Siobhan Dedrick. Welcome to the Revive platform.
Hey.
Awesome. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Revive platform. Welcome all of our guests to the Revive platform. Once again, today is entitled Blog with Revive. So Siobhan, I am going to start with you. If you can go ahead and just introduce yourself to the listening audience and let them know a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Hey. Hi, I'm Siobhan. My website is thegirlfriendlounge.com, and I'm from Ohio, and I'm a single mother to one. I started the Girlfriend Lounge. I guess I came up with the name more so because when you're kind of hanging out with your girlfriends and the things you talk about when you're, you know, with your friends. So that's kind of the what I came up with the idea of that.
I love it. I love it. Giving people a safe space to express themselves. Definitely. And Shaolinda, I'm going to start with you as well. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience?
Okay. Peace and blessings, everyone. My name is Shaolinda. I explained where I got that from to get down a show on Netflix.com, but a little bit about myself. I'm a mom, I'm a sister, a daughter, just like everybody else, but I have a passion for saying what the hell I want to say. So I decided to have a blog on my brother's site. So actually, I'm a blogger for Plastic Missiles, and this is a machine that we have doing tons of philanthropic things, but also talking about hot topics in the news and in hip hop and in the world itself. And I'm originally from the DMV area. So the underground hip hop scene here is always popping, and we try to get away from the crabs in the barrel mentality. So by the blog, we put on people that may seem small, but do big things. And it's a creative space for all creatives, for kids. And also if you want to, you know, get your swag right, you can get a t-shirt or a hat. Sorry for the shameless plug.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then I'm going to go to you, Miss I Heard It All, as well. I'm going to definitely want the listening audience to know a little bit about you and what you do. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey guys. My name is Miss Heard It All. I am the founder of I Heard TV. That's IHURDETV, underscore Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And basically what I do, I'm a blogger, I'm a media correspondent. Aside from owning and growing my own personal brand, I'm also a blogger for It's Too Much Info, and it's your source for all positive entertainment news. And I'm also a media correspondent for DG Radio, and I basically just go out there and, you know, go to all these fun, amazing, cool events, meet a bunch of amazing, wonderful people, and just share their stories, just share whatever good thing they got going on in the community, for themselves, all that good stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. And IHURDETV is going to be a platform for me to showcase what I do for other outlets and, you know, lifestyle news, things that I believe in, things that I follow, such as healthcare and skincare and, you know, things that I like to do with my hair. So it's kind of more like a personal type lifestyle blog, but it's also going to have some entertainment news and some tips for anyone trying to grow and pursue a career in the entertainment industry, because that's pretty much how I got inspired, just watching other people's social medias and just watching what I've been seeing people that I look up to do and just, you know, going from there and just putting my foot out there and just getting, you know, just getting that step closer into the industry. I just want to be able to have an outlet to help other people that, you know, doing the same things and really don't know where to start, they can have a place to start.
Awesome. And that's why I wanted to invite you on the show as well, because I love what you're doing. I love the movement that you're, you know, that you're putting forth each and every day, especially on your social media. You have a huge social media presence. But I am going to go to the last guest, which is Lisa. So, Lisa, if you can go ahead and introduce yourself as well for the listening audience to get a little bit more familiar of who you are.
Thank you. My name is Lisa Tejada, and I run the Wonder of Ivy blog, and I recently just extended it into a podcast. And I started it about 2 years ago, and I really had no idea where it was going to go. I was just writing about my feelings, being 20-something, just dropped out of college, didn't really know what I was doing with myself. And once I started blogging, a lot of people were like, hey, I can relate to that. And I realized I could use this platform to have conversations with people. So it has helped me deal with stuff. And now with the extension,
of having my podcast, I can, you know, talk about stuff that I've gone through and then help others as well.
Awesome. So I am going to start the conversation with you, Lisa, and definitely we're going to check out that podcast as well. But I am going to start the conversation with you. So when it comes to blogging, a lot of people, what they do is they express themselves. They write down how they're feeling, how they're moving, the movement that they're putting forth and things like that. So especially with all the fake news that's going on, with all the fake media that's being put out here, how do you build trust to your readers, the people who come to your blog to, you know, to read what you're putting out there for us? How do you build trust? How do you build that trust?
I think with me personally, I've always been 100% myself. I never, if I talk about something, I make sure I say, you know, this is my opinion. I know one time I talked about, I think a year ago, Kalani almost committed suicide or something like that. And I made sure to express, you know, this is what the media will show you, but these are my personal views. And I like to have kind of like a, here's this, but here's my view as well. I feel like you never want to state something as a matter of fact when it's your opinion, because people will just run with that and go with it.
Awesome. Definitely. You got to spit facts each and every time. And then you, Miss I Heard It All. I'm sorry, talking too fast. How do you build trust with, you know, with your listening audience, what you do with the media and also what you do with your blog? How do you build trust into your followers and your readers?
What I try to do is just to try to keep it as real as possible. Meaning like, for example, I just started this new, healthy skin, healthy hair type journey. And what I do is I share with my followers, you know, my process. I don't try to hide it or try to be like, okay, I'm this one day, then the next day, like, my skin is super flawless, because it's not like that. And, you know, so I share with them what are the different, like, skin routines that I try, and I show them my results. By showing them my results, I just feel like they think that I'm so authentic, because it's like, I was this. Like, I had so many black hairs, so many dark scars, and I tried this, and, you know, this works for me. And just by, you know, when people reach out to me, and they're like, oh, my God, what's the secret? Can you please tell me? And they're like, I'm like, yeah, I can tell you. It's like, you know, it's not a big secret. I'm just here to help, you know, everybody see what I do and just try to push them to, you know, care a little bit more about, you know, like, healthier skin and, you know, protecting your natural hair and just being true to oneself. So by being real and just sharing my process, I think it's most important. And that's what I really want to do with I Heard TV, is more so just show the process, show my process, and have other people that's up and coming or really don't know which direction to take to show their process. And I think that just builds trust automatically. Invest in my time and listening and, you know, trying to help you out, then people automatically feel like, okay, this person has the best interest in me, or this person really sees something in me. And that's really all you need, is just somebody to believe in you and just enough to reply back to you, or, you know, say something back to you.
Oh, I agree with you.
Just give you that little bit, you know, give that push.
I agree with you. Testimonials are everything. You know what I mean? So if you can visually show me your testimony, you know what I mean? That would make me trust you 10 times more. And Siobhan, what about you? How do you get your readers to trust you when it comes to your writing?
That's very, very important, because I actually have like a lot of young girls, and they email me with issues that they're having. And so it's very important that they do trust me and, just understand that I will always steer them the right way. So I try to make everything relatable. So, like, every time they tell me something, I may say, I've been through that as well, which is the truth. Not just saying it. But then I'll give them an example as a thing that I've gone through as well, and how I got over it and how I got through them. And I think that does build up the trust, because we have back and forth conversations, and they, you know, continue to just tell me things that's going on. So, I guess just being as honest and open with my life as possible is how I built the trust.
Definitely, definitely. Being honest is something that's huge, you know, especially like I said, with all the fake news and fake media that's going on. And Shaolin, what about you? How do you get people to trust you in your words and when you write?
Well, in everyday life, I just have always been the type of person where people just come and kind of just spill to me. It's a blessing and a curse, actually, because I don't like knowing people's business. Unlike most bloggers, I don't pay attention to the news. I just let whatever come to me. Mm-hmm. So
if I hear something that's noteworthy or it moves me in a path in which I feel like I want to talk about it, then you can trust me the same way you talk to me. You know what I mean? If people tell me their business, then when I tell somebody else's business, they'll trust me too. So I just try to keep it as real as possible, just like everybody said. But I try to find a spin on it that's not too common because, let's be honest, it's a blogger on every block. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I just want my corner of the world to know how I feel about, you know, whatever is out there, whether it's a fellow blogger, whether it's a news event, which really I don't really touch on because it's saturated, or whether it's Solange, you know, and what she's trying to do, or Common, or my brother, Marty, you know, what he's doing with his clothing line and the developmental disabilities arena, you know, the things that people don't really think about or pay attention to, that's where I'm putting my attention at. So you're going to trust me because you probably would not have heard it this way before. And if you have, it'll be all the truth. So you can't do nothing but trust it.
Definitely. And what you said actually puts me in my next question. I'm going to start with you since I have you right now. How do you stand out from the rest? Like how you made the comment and said it's a blogger on each corner. How do you stand out from the rest? What makes your blog different and more appealing to, you know, to the readers than other bloggers?
Well, see, that's intrinsic to who I am. Anything creative to me has to come from me. It can't feel like work. So a lot of people say, Shalinda, like, where's the next article? I can't feel like I got to do an article every week. Well, I'm not going to do it. I have a job. I have kids. I'm a soccer mom. So I can't have another job that makes me feel good. So at the end of the day, it's going to come when it comes. I blog alongside my brother. So whenever we feel it, we do it. And if not, we don't. We're part of a bigger machine. Plastic Missiles, it actually represents more than just our blog. It represents the power and creativity, whether it's through children, through creatives. You know, when that A-bomb dropped the first time, it was destructive. It was powerful. It was explosive. But it probably came from a kid's imagination and playing with toys, something plastic, something lighthearted, and it turned into something big. So as far as the blog is concerned, it's not all I do, but it's just a form of expression. And I feel like if I protect that part of my creativity, it'll stay creative. It'll stay interesting. And, you know, whoever rock with us gonna rock with us. So, and we welcome everybody and we love everybody. I personally don't know everybody on the show tonight. So peace and love to everybody. I will be checking out your blogs, but I just like to keep it in the space where it's fun, where it feels good, where the vibe is right, and where I can say what I want.
Definitely. And Lisa, how do you separate yourself when it comes to your blog? How do you separate yourself from other bloggers such as yourself?
I definitely agree with Shalinda. I'm the same way. Like, I can't just sit and write an article every single week. I also have to feel it, and it comes to me when it comes to me. But I feel with me, what sets me apart is I like talking about things that people are feeling and they don't want to talk about. A lot of my first posts, I was in a really dark place in my life, feeling like everyone was doing what they had to do and I just wasn't on that train. So I talked about that, and I talked about how lost and confused I felt. And then a lot of people, you know, they admitted, they started conversations like, you know, hey, I feel that way too. And I've always just, in that sense, like, kept it real, talked about stuff, whether it was pretty. I put a blog post about my relationship, where in the beginning of the relationship it could have been a make or break, and people, they always want to put the pretty on social media. They always want to put the great things, but I like talking about the real thing, because at the end of the day, pictures will fade, but the truth is always going to, it's always going to remain.
Speaking from a true writer, words can't be erased. So I agree with you on that one. And Siobhan, what about you? How do you separate yourself from different bloggers?
I try to make everything very personable, and I like to interact a lot. Even when I send out, well, I haven't started yet, weekly, but I'm trying to do weekly emails. And I always ask a question, and I put a link so they can email me directly back, and we can start conversations and start relationships that way. So, like we stated before, to build trust, and just to let them know that I'm real and I'm, you know, deal with the same things they deal with and that I'm here to help. That's the biggest thing. So I just really want to interact a lot.
Awesome. And I like that idea of sending out weekly emails. That's a great idea to keep the people engaged with you, definitely. And Miss, I heard it all. What about you? How do you separate yourself from different people, especially because you do media as well? So how do you separate yourself from, you know, other people who are in the same lane as you?
I think what I do most is, like I say, like for IHRS TV, what I really want to focus on and what I really want to, you know, emphasize that we don't just celebrate the glory, we celebrate the process. So what makes me different is, like, I'm telling you about, oh, well, I went to this event and I had a camera and both my batteries died and I didn't know what I was going to do. My phone died. But this is what I did to create this content that you guys are all seeing, that you guys are all saying great. Like, yeah, that's great. But let me tell you about what I did to create this great content. Let me tell you what I've been through. Let me tell you about how I felt like I was down and that I couldn't deliver it to the outlet that I was out there representing. Like, and, you know, things just like that, like things that we all go through. Like, as a media correspondent, you know, when I was looking at to people and when I was looking and I was just like, oh, my God, well, they did so many great things and it was this and it was that. And then I'm like, well, how did they get there? I didn't know. I didn't know really where to turn because they never really spoke about the process. So that's kind of what I really want to focus on, is just, like, celebrating the process, letting you know about the process, not just telling you, like, oh, yeah, the road is going to be zigzag, crisscross, horizontal, all of this. But I'm telling you, like, I'm telling you it's going to be horizontal, but let me tell you why. Because this is what happened when you think everything is going good, and this is that. But, you know, just basically just breaking it down, like, giving you that support, but mm-hmm. also letting you know, listen, I'm definitely not just letting you know that it's going to be hard. I'm about to tell you how hard it is. So I think that's pretty much what makes me different from a lot of different outlets out here.
And I'm one to advocate for trusting the process. So when you said that, I definitely know what you were talking about. Trusting the process is important, especially, you know, for all of us out here. We're trying to build our own brands. We're trying to become entrepreneurs. We're mm-hmm. trying to, you know, get a income. You're trying to get compensated for the amount of time that we put in, because all, you know, right. all of us put in work to make sure that our brands, you know, are thriving each and every day. But to get back to the conversation, what are the questions that you ask yourself? I'm talking to you, Ms. Hurt. I heard it all. What are the questions that you ask yourself as you begin to write? Like, how do you start your writing process off? Like, do you sit down in a quiet room with all the lights off, or, you know, do you sit down with a pen and a paper? Like, what are the questions that you ask yourself as you begin writing?
As I begin to write, sometimes I'm not in a quiet room because I come from a really large family. I have 8 sisters, 6 nieces and nephews. Like, everybody's all around. I live in a Caribbean household, so anybody know about Caribbean households? Everybody lives with each other, so nobody lives separately. We just so close knit. So some of the times, no, I'm not in a quiet space, or I'm just sitting down. But even though I'm around, like, different distractions, I'm able to just focus and just be like, what do I want to write? And when I figure out what it is I want to write, I try to think of it in a way as, okay, how can you make this relatable so that people will want to keep reading, and you're not just like, oh, well, this is it. You have to do this. Oh, do you want to be in the entertainment industry? Follow these 5 steps. Like, no, I want it to be as real as soon as you think about, like, I want to be in the entertainment industry, you're like, where am I going to start on? Where, how am I going to make money? Like, that's my opening question, because that's what a lot of people want to know. Like, how am I going to make money? So whenever I decide to write an article, I'm putting myself directly into the audience. I'm putting myself in, I'm taking a step out of my profession and looking at myself as, like, an outsider looking in and thinking, if I was me, what am I looking at myself? If I wasn't me, what am I looking at myself to answer? Like, so I basically just start off with that big question that I feel like my audience, my readers, listeners, everybody want to know, just to, like, you know, gravitate them in, and then just to realize, let them realize, like, okay, she's about to explain everything and go down the line. So that's pretty much, whenever I decide to write an article, I'm just putting myself in my audience. I do my research, put myself in their shoes, and just think of one major question that I know that's going to, you know, stem from, that can stem different questions, and just answer all of them at once.
Awesome. Thank you for that answer. And Lisa, what about you? What are the questions that you ask yourself as you begin to start writing?
What I think about, I think I can't credit this to myself. I believe I heard it in a podcast, but it was about, like, when you're creating something, like, what are you adding to the world? Are you adding something positive? Or are you adding something negative? So when I go to write
I always think, is what I'm saying contributing in a positive way? Even if what I'm writing about isn't positive or it's like a sad story, is somebody going to benefit from this? I mean, I write for myself to express myself, but I also believe sharing is caring. And I feel like if we share things like that, who knows, my story could help somebody else. So I always think about that. And I always just want to make sure that I'm being real. Like, whatever I write, that when I read it, I immediately recognize that I wrote it. I know sometimes we, like, if you write a lot, you look back, you're like, oh, I wrote this in high school. But I want to make sure whatever I read, whoever reads it, like, oh, yeah, that's Lisa. She would say that if I was talking to her in person.
Awesome. I like that. So you become yourself within your words. And for you, Siobhan, what do you do? What are the questions that you may ask yourself as you begin writing?
I really don't have a process. I normally just think of a lot of topics throughout the week. And whatever ones I'm kind of feeling the most, whatever I'm thinking about the most, I just start typing. A lot of times I do it while I'm at work. So I'll just start typing, and then I'll go back a day or two and reread it to make sure it even makes sense, what I typed up. So once I get that feeling and that thought and my mind gets to going, I just get to typing.
Awesome. So you just like... So you like the person that, I just got to get this off my mind right quick. I just got to get this off. I got to put it on some paper. I can definitely understand that. Definitely. We need more people like you. Definitely just get things off their chest. And for you, Shalinda, what do you do as you begin to write? What are the steps that you take? What are the questions that you ask yourself?
I ask who cares. because, like I said, news is saturated. Some of it's fake. Some of it's real. You know what I mean? But who cares? And if it's going to care to one person, then fine. If it's going to care to everybody else, then fine. I'm one not to cheat the hustle, so I'm not, you know, trying to become no overnight superstar or blogger or whatever. I really just wanted my space to say what I wanted. I also believe in, I heard it on a TED Talk. Shouts to Kendrick Lamar for putting that out there. Mm-hmm. But I listened to a TED Talk that says that you have to sell your why before you sell your what. And so I've been putting a lot of energy into our brand as far as why are we doing this? Everybody has a T-shirt. Everybody has a hat. Everybody has a blog. But why? And if you look at the trends now, brick and mortar is dying. Online shopping is everything. So why should anybody support me? You know, why should anybody support what I'm saying? It's got to be 100% real and 100% necessary, short enough for people to, you know, still pay attention to, but powerful enough for them to remember.
Definitely.
So when I ask myself, okay, what do I want to say or how do I want to say it? If it don't hit me in my head and make my head spin and make me confused and overwhelm me, I don't even do it because it's not powerful enough. And that's just me. Some people, you know, think I'm weird. I'm the type that want to ride back from the club asking, yo, what did y'all think about, the lady holding Trump's bloody head. And everybody's like, yo, what in the world? Like, we just got finished partying. I'm weird. You know what I'm saying?
No, so that's not real.
At the end of the day, on the blog, I just want to, you know, be me. And our why, it's going to sell itself, and hopefully it'll help somebody out. I'm not really interested in getting paid for it. I mean, I got a good paying job. I'm good. You know, I'm eating. I'm making it. But I feel like, you know, when it's passionate, people believe it. When you say your why, people believe it. Definitely. And it'll just take off from there. I'm not going to concentrate too much on it.
Definitely. I agree with what you said. And that's why I quoted E.T. at the beginning of the show. Your why has to be authentic. It has to be you. It has to be your truth. You have to walk in your truths each and every day. So I definitely agree with that one right there. But we do have to go to a small commercial break. We do have all our guests still online with us today. Once again, we have Shalinda. We have Miss I Heard It All. We have Siobhan Derrick. And we have Lisa
Tejada.
I'm sorry, Lisa. I didn't want to mess your name up. Definitely didn't want to mess your name up. So we have Lisa Tejada as well on the Revive platform. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. Spread the word that we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, timeforanawakening.com/revive. And we are live tweeting the entire episode of Revive right now at Revive_POC. Make sure you follow us. We'll be right back.
You do. I know that I can always be myself. Around you more than anybody else. And every day.
If my brain was a house, anxiety would be the morning alarm. Time is in fire alarms, all going off at once, and no matter what you do, it's impossible to turn them off.
I was constantly bullied from a young age for being small and skinny. It all started there.
It began when I was 12, when my mother died.
More and more, I was closing off the world around me, numbing myself to cope as I fell deeper into these episodes of intense panic.
I was taking substances that I shouldn't have been taking. My thoughts were dark and scary.
As a form of self-punishment, I starved myself. I would go days without eating.
I would sometimes wallow in bed for days on end. My family never really understood why.
I never mention what's going on inside my head to employers. I can imagine how they react.
People around me just assume that I'm thin for the sake of vanity.
But I found something in myself, something that neither the world nor my mind can take away. My art.
I reach down deep and find strength inside. I surprise myself how strong I can be, day by day.
I have found a greater purpose. Precious chapters of my life continue to unfold, which I never thought possible.
Sometimes, it's simply just okay to not be okay.
We are the authors of our own destinies.
What others think of us doesn't matter.
We can take back that part of ourselves and own it once again.
Welcome back to Revive. It's me, your girl POC, live on these airwaves. Make sure you guys tell everyone we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. We have a jam-packed show for you guys today. We have a bunch of beautiful guests on the Revive platform today giving us their truths and just allowing us into their space and just allowing us to understand how hard it is to become an entrepreneur, especially when it comes to being a blogger, and how blogging is influencing the game in our different communities each and every day. So I am going to start with the blogger we have on our team, Harmony the Goddess, with the next question. I just want her to jump into this conversation really quick. So the question I'm asking is, how do you see blogging changing the game? How do you see blogging influencing the culture as well as our communities, and also innovating our communities as well? How do you see the difference of blogging changing the game?
That's a great question. I think I see a change in the game as giving people opportunity to showcase people's personality, their passion, their interests, their point of view, their perspectives, basically all of the above, just being courageous to self-express themselves on different platforms. So that's just basically kind of how I see a change in the game and innovating. It's just allowing people to truly self-express themselves and give them an opportunity to showcase their passion and resonating with someone else who can relate to them. You can find some of my blogs. I am Harmony to the Goddess, Peace and Blessings to the Planet. Some of the blogs that I did do are on College Bound Entertainment, cblifestyle.com. It's definitely just truly amazing how creative people are and how they are making an impact in the community. So some of the blogs you can find on CBE Lifestyle. You can follow me on Instagram, Harmony the Goddess. You can follow me on Twitter, Live in Harmony, the number 3. And also you can check out the blogs on cbelifestyle.com as well.
Awesome. Thank you. I just wanted you to jump into that conversation really, really fast. But we are going to get back into the conversation with our guests. So I am going to go to Shalinda right now, because she does have her brother on the line with her as well, who does the blog with her on their website.
Hey, everybody. Okay, so Shaolin is half 50% of plasticmissiles.com. Little secret for everybody. My mom didn't allow us to have TV. So me and my brother were forced to be as creative as possible. We stayed in trouble, but we kept it popping creatively. So my brother, he goes by Marty, better known as Marty Beats, better known as the digital dope dealer, and my fellow blogger and one of my best friends. Marty, you there?
I'm here. How you doing, everybody?
Awesome. Marty, I was really excited to have you on the show. I told your sister early, like, yo, I would love to get a male perspective to come onto the show as well, to give us some insight on blogging. Because, you know, some people try to put it in like a huge box of saying that, you know, blogging is a very feminized thing to do. But I now that I'm researching and doing my research, a lot of males are out there, you know, blogging and changing the game and expressing themselves through words as well. So I definitely love what both you and your sister are doing. If you can go ahead and introduce yourself, as well as just telling people a little bit about the blogs that you write.
All right. So I am Marty. As my sister said, I also go by Marty Beat. And I gave myself the moniker of the digital dope dealer because, first and foremost, I love art in every way, shape, or form. I do graphics for a lot of local people around in the DMV area. And, you know, that's my outlet. That's my peace. That's what gives me my, you know, that's my hobby. That's my stress relief. That's everything.
Awesome.
As far as the blog goes, I'm sorry if you're getting feedback. I don't know if you are, but I'm in my car driving.
Oh, no,
so you're connected to my speakers, but I just had to put that out there. But as far as the blog goes, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't really pick up newspapers these days. Everything is on the internet. When you see people on the street, they're connected to their phones. You know, they have unlimited data on these cell phone plans for a reason. So blogs are definitely moving the wave right now. So it's a great outlet to get out, you know, what you have to say to the masses or for you to vent. Blogging can be therapeutic. So,
definitely.
You know, it's definitely a great outlet. But I do blog periodically on the site, but I mainly leave that up to my sister. My main focus is the clothing, because, of course, like I said, I am a graphic designer. I'm a designer. That's my first and foremost passion.
Awesome.
So, you know, that's pretty much my role in this machine that we have going right now.
Oh, and I thank you, Marty, for coming onto the Revive platform. But I'm going to jump back into the conversation. I'm going to go to you, Miss I Heard It All. So the question right now is, how do you see blogging changing the game, changing the culture, influencing the culture, innovating the culture? How do you see blogging changing the game right now?
Oh, man. Blogging is making it so easy for you to do what you love
and not have, like, a big corporation behind you supporting you, or just, like, you know, working for, like, a big-name brand, but you'd be able to still make some money doing it. Social media, I think it has a big impact on what's going on with blogging, because you're able to brand your blog and tell people, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, and it's free. You put nothing out to promote yourself and to put yourself out there on social media and to just promote your blog. And you can start a blog for cheap nowadays. Like, you have so many websites out there like Wix and GoDaddy where you're only paying about $10 a month to start a blog where you can have people advertise on there, and you can have, you know, different, you know, writers come in and contribute. And it's just so many different ways that you can utilize, like, resources for blogging and make a real, like, living and make a real come up off of it. And I think a lot of people don't really understand that. It's way more than just getting sitting down and saying, oh, da-da-da-da, this is what happened today, or da-da-da-da, this is what's going on in this celebrity's life, or, you know, whatever it is. It's like a whole, like, science and a whole, like, program behind it. And it's free. It's free. Definitely. So it's like some of it is free and it's so cheap. And it's just, it's really changing the game of how people can brand themselves and just put themselves out there and create a resume online and have millions and millions of people see it besides your employer or, you know, the person that you're trying to impress. So many people will see it and reach out to you, and it creates so many opportunities.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's what I think.
I agree with you on that one. Social media is making it, I hate to use the word easier. I really do hate to use the word easier, but it's making it a little bit more freely for us to express ourselves, for us to put, you know, our work out there that we do, for us to sell the merchandise that we have and things like that. Social media is definitely making it a little bit more easier because it is free. You know, it is free for us to promote ourselves. It is free. You know, nowadays social media has the promote tag where you pay $5 and they send it out to 1,000 people. You know what I mean? So it's definitely something that should be utilized, but in the appropriate way. So if you're listening, definitely check out the Revive Social Media 360 workshop. But I do want to get to a caller. They've been sitting on the line for a while now. Hey caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? It's Indiana 1614 number. Okay, I guess they was just a listening audience, and we have another one as well. I just want to make sure that these are callers or if they're listening. Hey caller, what's your name and where you're calling from? So they're definitely just listening. That's cool too. Keep it moving. But I'm gonna go to you, Siobhan, now. When it comes to blogging, how do you see that it's changing and innovating the game as well? How do you see that it's, you know, moving in a different direction than when you first started?
Well, I just started, actually. I'm a newbie at this. But the thing is, like, when I started, I Google everything, like, everything. I'll Google how to remove nail polish from my eye or whatever I could think of, and it always takes me back to someone's blog. And I like blogs because it's always, I feel like it's, for the most part, they're honest and they're real review, the real tips or real whatever, testimonies or whatever. So it's kind of like, I feel it's real. So I think that's the biggest thing is, like, it's just, it's a blog for everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything that you can think of, you can find a blog on it. Hopefully, if you're using it to help you or what have you, or to do something that is positive for you. But, I mean, it's just blogs on every single thing. And I just think with the internet and everything, and it's just, it's here to stay for sure. And it's just getting bigger.
Definitely. And you, Lisa, how do you see that it's moving and it's shaping in all different directions when it comes to, you know, innovating the game, influencing the culture, influencing our generation, definitely? How do you see blogging doing that?
I think blogging is, like everyone said, it is free. And I feel like it gets the conversation going in a way because you see it from someone like my peers. They see me. They're like, oh, that's Lisa. That's someone my age. You see people blogging, it's people just like you. The only difference is, you know, they like writing or they have that. So when you're reading what they're saying, you have a trust in that. And I think
nowadays, as opposed to a couple years ago, people are just being more open. And I feel like whenever I see somebody, they post a blog, they just don't post a blog. They post a blog and then they have a commentary on how they feel on what that person said. So I feel like now blogging just opens a conversation up between somebody that, you know, normally they would never have had this conversation. They might have been afraid to express themselves like that on social media because people are so concerned about what their friends think and things like that. But seeing someone else that is similar to you that has the same thought, that helps open up the conversation for you to be more honest with people.
Definitely. And Shalinda, what about you? How do you see blogging changing the game?
The blog is a quintessential save button. I post all my pictures to Instagram and Facebook just to save them. So the blog is the same, you know, it'll be around as long as we're paying that subscription fee. So if my kids and my grandkids in times to come want to know how I felt about something, is there. And, you know, I don't have to craft it for anybody. It's just there for when you want to, you know, dibble and dabble into my thoughts. So I think the blog is changing the culture in that we didn't always have this big platform to know how people thought about things. I always tell people if I had a chance, I would read everybody's book. And so the blog community is excellent because it allows me to know you in Philly, you know, what you think about things through your podcast, through your blog or whatever it is. It allows me to talk to you today and talk to another blogger tomorrow in my head. So the blog movement is very important because it's the save button for our thoughts. And it'll be eternal as long as it's out there, you know. So we got to keep putting our stuff into the creative space. Keep moving with our confidence and our ability to say what we want and to be unapologetic in our thoughts. And also, you know, to put on the people we support. And that's how we'll show it to the world. So the blog is very important. The internet has changed the whole world forever. And as long as we create a positive and create a space on the internet and dead all the negativity, you know, it'll be a good wave. It'll be a good movement for all of us.
Definitely. I agree with you, especially when you said blogging is the save button for our thoughts. That was deep. I like that one because I'm thinking like, yo, that's why we save things. You know, that's why we put things out there for the universe to conspire in as well. So definitely. And then, Marty, I'm going to go to you, but I'm going to go to you with another question. What are the disadvantages that you may face when it comes to blogging, though? We talked about all the highlighting. I mean, we highlighted everything that comes with blogging in a good way. But what are the disadvantages that you may face when it comes to blogging?
Well, honestly, to me, it's pretty much getting what you blog about seen. That's the biggest, disadvantage in my case, because, you know, you want people to see what you write about. It's like an open diary. It's like a diary that you want people to read. So when you're expressing your thoughts on certain subjects, you want people to see them. At times, I guess it could be discouraging because you don't really know if you have the right outlet for people to view it, or if you don't know if you're actually promoting it in the right way. Also, you can get writer's block from blogging. sometimes you may have a thought that you want to get out, but you may not necessarily know the right way to say it. So that happens to me a lot. I'm not naturally a writer. So when I do write blogs, you know, it's definitely, it comes from deep within inside of me, and it's something that I'm really passionate about. But those seem to be the biggest disadvantages to me. I don't really worry about what people have to say about what I write about because, again, it's something that brings me joy. So I'm not really worried about that. But I do like my articles to be seen.
I love it. I love that answer, definitely. And you, Lisa, what is one of the disadvantages or some disadvantages that you may face when it comes to blogging?
I agree with Marty. I think getting it seen, but more so getting support. I think you talked about this in the first hour, how you'll have a product, you'll have merch, and your friends will be asking you for a discount. And it's like your friends should be the ones promoting you the most, hyping you up the most. At least I think so. I was listening to a podcast, and they're like, the way ideas spread is with your tribe. The people within you, within your circle, they're the ones that have to promote it. And sometimes it sucks when you feel like you've worked so hard on a post or on a piece and you send it to people that you believe are close to you and half of them leave you on read, no feedback. They'll retweet celebrities, you know, they'll buy Kanye's new album, but they won't retweet a tweet promoting one of your blog posts. So I think that's one of the disadvantages. It's just people will talk that they support you, but when it comes to the action, they're not backing that up.
Yo, Lisa, you just dropped some gems. That is one thing that I face each and every day. I will send out my link. I will say, help me find this guest. Help me reach out to this person. And people would literally just leave you hanging. Like, yo, like, go do you. I'm like, yo, aren't you supposed to be my friend? You know what I mean? You want me to come to the club with you, but you can't stay and help me keep, you know, keep me up to make sure that I get this show done for Sunday night. But you want me to jump out there on Saturday night. So definitely, you just definitely dropped some gems for that one, Lisa. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one. And what about you, Siobhan? When it comes to you, what are some disadvantages that you may face? You say you just started, but as you're just starting or being an up and coming blogger, what are some disadvantages you have faced by just starting?
I actually have to agree with everything Lisa just said. It's funny how strangers or people who don't know you see more potential in you than your own friends. But for the most part, my friends and my family have been very, very supportive, so I'm not saying that they haven't been, but I can definitely understand where she's coming from with that. As of now, the only disadvantage I would probably say is time. Not having the time to put as much energy and time and effort and creativity into every little thing. Sometimes some things have to be kind of rushed, not necessarily the writing, but maybe putting together like the blog pictures and stuff. It's kind of like it has to go quickly to get the content out there because you don't want to wait, you know, 2-3 weeks or whatever and not have something out there. So I think the time is probably the biggest disadvantage that I'm personally facing right now.
I agree with you on that one as well, especially me, because I'm trying to live my dreams as well as, you know, we got to pay bills. So we got these 9-to-5s that we have to go through. So it's like I'm sitting at a desk for about 8 to 10 hours a day when I really could be putting so much more energy into my own life, you know, my own projects, my own dreams. So I definitely agree with you when to talk about time, definitely when it talks about, especially for all of us, you know, we're all entrepreneurs at this time. We're all entrepreneurs trying to grind, trying to grow, trying to, you know, make our platform, you know, as big as it can be, you know, because the sky is the limit. So I definitely agree with you. Time is the only thing you can't get back. But Miss, I heard it all. What about you? What are some things that you face? What are some disadvantages you face as, you know, you being both in media as well being a blogger?
Some disadvantages I face is basically just staying like ethically true to what I believe in. Like me being a media correspondent, I also work for you know, different brands, and also being a blogger, I work for different outlets and different brands. And you know, sometimes they want to throw you those interviews or just, you know, throw you to those events where it's like, okay, yeah, we got this event, just, you know, go there. But just sometimes just staying ethically true to myself and, you know, what I believe in and, you know, what I want, what type of message I want to deliver to my audience, and just staying true to that, and just sometimes denying those jobs no matter who is going to be there or, you know, what type of publicity they give you, just denying some of those jobs that, you know, doesn't really fit you or just it just doesn't speak to what you want to represent. That's probably one of my biggest, I guess, disadvantages, I'll call it, working as a blogger and a media correspondent in, like, such a widespread industry that can also be a little negative sometimes. Like, entertainment industry can be pretty negative sometimes. You just got to make sure you're just staying true to yourself and representing who you want to represent. Definitely. And what you want to represent.
Blocking out all the haters. Definitely, I agree with you. You got to stay focused on your goals and your dreams. Can't nobody tell you how to live your life. Definitely. And you, Shalinda, what about you? What are some distractions that you may face?
I have to agree with everybody else. Time is just a rare commodity that we don't have. But, you know, we got time for whatever we want to have time for.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same breath, I'll say I'm tired all the time, too. You know, who isn't? But if it's something that we're passionate about, we got to do it. I kind of went around the back way. Lisa said something very important about friends supporting you, and that is hard. So I didn't even try it. I just went out on a limb and did it.
And like I said, I have an alias, Shaolinda. I would just drop the article. Hey, mom, read this. Hey, read this. You know, and nobody knew it was me. So then they were more free to say, oh, man, that was a good article. Because I feel like if it was me saying, hey, look, read my article, that's when you run into the brick wall. Like, oh, all right, I'll read it later. Because if anybody knows me, they know I'm real random. I'm always into something different. But I have more support from the people I just met than some of the people that I've known for forever. And I know it's because, oh, I know that the people that I've known forever, my family members, my friends, I know that they supported me because they didn't know it was me at first. I have a friend that always tells me, you know, she'll call me and she'll chat, like telling me her business and stuff. And, you know, she's shedding and she'll say, thank you for listening. And I'm always saying, you know, sorry, Michelle, don't apologize. I mean, don't thank me for being your friend. This is what it is. And she says, no, we need to get back to that. We need to get back to treating the people that we love the most, the best. So that's why I did it the back way. But as far as the challenge is concerned, I see no challenge with free speech. I see no challenge with creatively writing what you think. I see no challenge in being open and being honest and organic about your thoughts. I just see the challenge in the readers supporting. I see the challenge in somebody taking 5 minutes to read your article. Mm-hmm. Because this is what we like to do. You know, it's 10:04 and we're talking about it, so we got to love it. But it's just at some point you got to do it because you love it and let everything else fall where it falls, because it's always going to be a hater. It's always going to be a naysayer. It's always going to be, that wasn't right. You know, because we got somebody who we are during the day and who we are at night. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, if you stick to the why, you believe in your why, you drive your why, you're passionate about it, and you don't hold yourself to be a personality, but a person. And that means tomorrow I don't feel like writing. Next week I don't feel like writing, but today I do. So let's do it. So that challenge to me isn't real. The time and everything, that's a human thing. But the challenge to blogging, this is one of the most easy forms of expression ever. We just got to do it because we love it and let whoever support, and let whoever fall off. Because at the end of the day, you sleep the truth. So whatever you got in your dreams, write it tomorrow, you know?
Definitely. And I thank you, Shaolinda, once again. You just dropped the gem for me again. Definitely just dropped some gems for me again. Definitely, you said, instead, you know, living your person instead of being a personality. I never heard that one before, so I'm going to remember that one. But we do have to wrap up this Revive episode. But before we wrap up this Revive episode, I want to give each of you guys an opportunity to give yourself a shout out where the people can find you, as well as your social media accounts, as well as your, if you want to throw your email out there so people can find your blog or come directly to you for some, you know, some counseling or some motivation or some, you know, some mentoring, anything like that. Definitely do so, as well as your websites, if you have any websites. But also, I do have one last question. So I want to ask a question as well as you giving yourself a shout out. I'm going to start with you, Siobhan. So my last question for the evening is, what would you say to that next generation of bloggers? What would you say to that next up and coming blogger trying to, you know, be where you are and see what you're doing? How would you motivate them to keep going?
I would just tell them to be themselves and write whatever that comes to your heart. And the biggest thing is to promote. Nobody will know that your content is out there if you don't promote it. Promote it any and everywhere you can think of to let people know that you're here. And just to keep going. That's the biggest thing that I would probably give to someone.
And what you just said was great advice, because that's how we found you. We found you literally, yes. Just searching the web, searching for good bloggers, searching for good content. We came across your content, we read it, and we said, yo, we have to get her on the show. So that's definitely how we found you. So I agree with you on that one. Promoting is a super key. But go ahead and give yourself a shout out as well, where the people can find you, your website and social media.
My website is thegirlfriendlounge.com. And then you can also email me for any advice or any type of questions that you may have. It's a link on there. And then my social media, I only have Twitter, and it's nvahnland, so n_Vahn, which is VAHN_land. And then just contact me that way.
Awesome. And it's nothing wrong with just only having Twitter. I had Twitter only for about a year, and then I had to do a survey to ask the listening audience, actually, like, yo, is me having Twitter just okay, or do you want to see me with a Facebook or Instagram? And I got more likes on, you know, from me getting a Facebook. So that's how I actually branded, you know, and expanded. So it's nothing wrong with just starting with one platform. Definitely, because I did it for about a year.
Yeah, eventually I'll have to get more, but I have to kind of keep myself not overwhelmed. So eventually I'll get more.
As you talked about, time is of the essence, definitely.
Right.
But I thank you once again, Siobhan, for coming on the Revive platform. I really do appreciate you spreading the word, spreading your message, and dropping some gems as well, you know, surrounding the topic of blogging and how it is influencing the culture. I wish you many blessings on your future endeavors, and I know you're going to be successful in what you do.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good week. And then, Marty, I'm going to come to you as well. What would you tell that next generation of bloggers? What would you tell them to keep them motivated?
Basically, I would just say make it genuine. Make it something that's heartfelt. Because if you're trying to force it, it's just, I don't want to say the product's not going to be good, but it probably won't be good. Just make sure it's heartfelt. Make sure it's something that you really like, you enjoy. Don't do it for anyone else. Do it for yourself, because that's when the best content comes, and that's when it's genuinely yourself. Social media handles on IG and Twitter both are at Marty BeatsDMV. It's MartyBeatsDMV. You can find us online at plasticmissiles.com. That's missiles with an S on the end. And also on Facebook at Plastic Missiles Clothing Co. So that's where you can find us at. And if you ever wanted to shoot us an email, the email address is contact at plasticmissiles.com.
Awesome. And what kind of shirts do you do? You say, you know, you're a graphic designer and you do, you know, T-shirts. What kind of shirts do you do?
Well, right now, we have, I'm a huge Jean Michel Basquiat fan. So that's like one of my main designs is a Basquiat tee, because he, like myself, was a creative, and he wasn't given the respect he deserved until he passed, unfortunately. But we have, everything is inspirational, but I like to give a nice, fashionable urban streetwear design that, you know, a lot of the masses are wearing, but also something that you can wear in the more casual setting. Again, you can check out the website, plasticmissiles.com, to see for yourself. We have dad caps, we have t-shirts, we have socks. More designs are coming soon. Just stay tuned. It's a lot that's going to be happening on our end in the near future.
Definitely, and I thank you for coming on the platform. And that's one other thing that we didn't touch on today, how you can become compensated, how you can now get compensated based off your blogs and your websites, just promoting it in the right way. Like True Heart just said, that's a whole nother show, right? I'm with that one. And Miss, I heard it all. What about you? What do you do? What would you say to the next generation? How would you continue to motivate the next generation of bloggers and also media correspondents as well?
I would just basically say that just give yourself some daily affirmations. Just keep telling yourself, you know, it's going to happen. I'm a strong believer in the saying that success happens when hard work needs preparation. If you're preparing and you're putting in that work, your time is going to happen. Just keep believing in that. Just keep believing in your talent, everything that you're doing. Don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid to take on those unpaid jobs, those unpaid internships.
Yes.
No matter how established you think you are, if it's going to help you get to the next level, don't be afraid to take it, because a lot of the things I'm doing right now is not, I don't get compensated for it. But I got so many people that reach out to me. I get so many networks. I get networking events, and there's so many opportunities that come to me because I'm just putting myself out there, and I'm not afraid to do those things, that do those jobs that doesn't pay. And it's all because I have a true love and I have like a true calling for it. So if it's for you, it's going to be for you. Work hard, prepare, so that when it's time, nothing can stop you. You put the work in, you're prepared. When opportunity comes, it's your time. So that's pretty much what I would say. And you can find me on Instagram at
IHURDETV_ That's IHURDETV _ Website will be coming soon. Just make sure you're following me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at IHURDETV just to keep updated on when that website is going to drop. Also, my personal page, if you want to follow me, is Shivonce, SHIDONCE_ And that's where I'll be posting a lot of my healthcare tips, hair tips, you know, just my daily life, my relationship, anything you want to know about me. I'm real personable, so you'll find it all there. But all, like, my events and, you know, what I got going on and anything about the website will all be on IHTV. So stay motivated. Keep going. You never know who's watching.
And your Twitter one more time for us?
That's IHURDETV _ So IHURDETV _
Awesome. And I just want to piggyback up what you were saying when it comes to, you know, doing things for free. When you do things for free, that's because you love it. That's because it's your passion. Mm-hmm. And I can advocate for that. I interned for an entire year for free. And if I wouldn't have done that, and if I didn't show how much passion and how much love I have for it, I would not be on these airwaves today. So I can definitely advocate for that. Because once people know that you actually want to do this and you actually will put in the work to get it done, you know what I mean? That's when you start to see your name popping up on everybody's timeline. That's when you see your name popping up on everybody's, you know, vanilla folder. Like, yo, I got a name for you. And they slide that folder. So I definitely agree with you on that one, Siobhan. And I heard it all. I'm sorry. So I definitely know that you are going to be a huge impact for everyone out here, especially in the media, because I definitely see what you're doing with Media Moguls, and I support that movement to 100 power. So I definitely know that you're going to be successful, and I wish you so many blessings in your future endeavors.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to share my experience and to share my process.
Definitely. And let's go to Shaolin as well. You just heard most of her information through her brother because they work together, which I love the most. You know, family is important. If you can work with your family, that's impeccable to me. So, Shalinda, first, I would love for you to answer the question. What would you say to, you know, the next generation of bloggers? And then go ahead and give yourself a shout out again.
Three things I always tell my kids. I'm going to say to the next generation, too. Number one, don't cheat the hustle. It's nothing that's going to come fast and easy. If you're not ready to be a worker, you can't be a leader. So don't cheat the hustle. Two, absolutely no hate allowed. If you have somebody that want to blog and you like to blog, y'all put your heads together and come up with something great. Don't knock them for doing the same thing you're doing because there's only one you. And three, make sure tomorrow you feel good about today. My grandmother used to tell me, don't lie, because you got to remember that. You don't never have to remember the truth because you can say it again. So just make sure whatever you do today, you do it with heart and good motive. And tomorrow, you'll explain tomorrow the next day. So those three guiding principles I tell my kids, I try to tell myself. And so definitely let those thoughts lead you. And always answer the question of your why, because your why is essential to who you are. Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter as Shaolinda Spin. That's SHAOLINDASPIN. You can reach me by email at shaolindaspeaks@gmail.com. And also, of course, www.plasticmissileswiththes.com is where you can find me and my brother creatively collabing on everything from the blog to the shirts to the hats to the photo shoots to whatever else we feel like we want to do. Hopefully within the next year, Plastic Missiles. I don't know if I'm speaking this into existence or I'm putting too much information out there, but we'll be a nonprofit in the DMV area. And so this is something that I hope that you'll hear more of. I really respect what you ladies are doing, each and every one of you bloggers. And special shout out to Tabitha. Because she's the one that I met at the Yasiin Bey concert, and she hit me last night and said, my sister got this dope show that I think you would be good for. So thank you, Tabitha, for the plug, and thank you for having me on.
No problem, and I thank you and your brother for coming on as well. I really do appreciate the family bond that you guys have, the family movement that you guys are pushing forward. I wish both of you so many blessings on your future endeavors, because I know, once again, like I said to everybody else, you are going to be successful based off the work that you're doing. It's impeccable. And then for us to be, you know, in different areas of the country and doing it and being able to come together for this conversation today means a lot to me. So I do thank you and your brother once again for coming onto the Revive Show today.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you. And then last but not least, we have Linda. Linda, if you can go ahead and answer that question for us, and then, of course, give yourself a shout out, and definitely tell the people where they can find your podcast as well so they can tune in. So, Linda, what would you tell the next generation? Lisa, I'm thinking about, sorry, Lisa, I do apologize. Please forgive me, Lisa. What would you tell the people, the next generation of bloggers, what would you tell them, you know, coming into it? And also, you know, the next generation of podcasters, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, don't be afraid, you know, to take a risk. I know I said I would do this, and then right before, I'm like, maybe I should just go to sleep and not fall because my heart is racing. But if you don't take a risk, you're never going to know if something is for you and something's not. Maybe you thought blogging was for you, and then you tried it, and it didn't work out. But at least you know, and you're not going to spend your whole life wondering what if. And I also think if you think it's too late to start, it's never too late to start because the time's going to pass anyway. If you're like, oh, it's too late now, 5 years is going to pass, and you could have had a show or a blog with 5 years of tenure. So I always just think that don't let your fears get the best of you. But anybody can find me on thewonderofivy.com. That is my blog. On there, you can find links to my Twitter and my Instagram and my Facebook, which is the same, The Wonder of Ivy. And my podcast is the same, The Wonder of Ivy. And it is actually on iTunes. Very happy that happened because I didn't think it was possible. And it's also on SoundCloud. And that's just all The Wonder of Ivy, and Ivy is I-V-Y. And thank you so much for having me on here. And to everyone else, thank you so much. I have so much knowledge. I have literally quotes written down because I love everything everyone was saying.
Definitely. And that's the power of networking, making your net work, your net worth. Like, we have to go out here and continue to spread the word and have these different conversations, you know what I mean? So I definitely agree with you on that one, Lisa, and I love that you came onto the show as well. You did an amazing job, and I thank you for, you know, running towards fear today, you know what I mean, because you did an impeccable job. You dropped some gems yourself. You definitely gave the people some knowledge, especially when it came down to, you know, your friends. You know, your friends are the people who are supposed to support you at the very beginning, at the forefront. So I definitely agree with you on that point that you made today. And I do appreciate you coming onto the Revive platform. And I know you're going to be successful. And I wish you blessings as well in your future endeavors. And I'm trying to come on your podcast as well. So make sure you remember me. All right.
Yes, we will set that up. Thank you so much. Again, I'm very grateful for this opportunity.
Awesome. I'm actually trying to be featured on all y'all blogs, definitely. So definitely hit me up if you think I'm someone who should be on your blog, website, definitely your social media, anything. But we do have to wrap up this Revive episode today. Once again, today's show was entitled Blog with Revive. I humbly respect every individual who came onto today's episode and just, you know, just pretty much allowed us into their space and allowed us into, you know, just be able to pick their words up off the paper or pick their words up off that computer and understand exactly what they, you know, what they mean when they're actually typing or where they're physically writing. So I definitely love today's show. It definitely touched me in so many different ways. But once again, we are live each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Once again, you can find us at timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, that's timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can download the TuneIn app and just search Time for an Awakening, or you can go to TuneIn.com and search Time for an Awakening, and you hear me, your girl POC, live on these airwaves. I do want to drop a very, very quick PSA. Once again, we will not be live this Sunday, June 4th. Once again, we will not be live this Sunday, June 4th, but definitely stay tuned to a pre-recorded episode of Revive that we will still be playing at 11 a.m. on June 4th, so definitely stay tuned. And also, tomorrow is the 1st of June. Tomorrow's the 1st of June. The first half of the year is gone. Make an impact, people. Change the world. Be the change that you want to see in your everyday life. Tomorrow is June 1st. What are you going to do different that you did yesterday? Definitely. What are you going to do different that you did the first half of the year that you're going to finish the year strong? Make sure you finish the year strong. It's important. Like Shalinda said, your why. Ask yourself why. Believe in your why. Trust your why. Trust the process. It's important that we do so. Each and every day we wake up and we get breath in these lungs. Trust me. I hope you guys have a great week. Stay blessed. It's your girl, POC. Shout out to True Heart as well. True Heart, go ahead and give yourself a shout out.
Be sure to follow Higher Level Communication on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's where you can find all your daily inspirational posts, motivation, and just everything that you need throughout the day. So be sure to follow Higher Level Communication on Instagram and Facebook just by typing in Higher Level Communication. And on Instagram, it's Higher Level Com. So if you enjoyed the Truth series, you definitely want to stay in the loop on social media. Also, this is Harmony the Goddess, peace and blessings to the planet. But if you want to check out some of the blogs that I've done, please go to cbelifestyle.com, College Bound Entertainment, just creative people and how they make impacts in the community. So definitely go to cbelifestyle.com. Also, if you want to follow me on the social media, my Instagram and Facebook are the same, Harmony the Goddess. And then also Twitter is liveinharmony3. Thank you so much, and live in peace, not pieces.
Live in peace, not pieces. I love that one. Definitely. You know what time it is. We'll be back next Wednesday.